The arts across the UK have had a tough time of it in the past few years, thanks mostly to the effects of the pandemic and a badly affected economy, which has made it hard for actors, musicians, and artists alike. A lot of the money had disappeared from the industry, but here in Northampton the creativity never stopped, and some of the money supporting it has started to return. I've been along to a new pop-up exhibition at V&B opposite the Guildhall, not only to talk to the chair and partner of Wilson Brown Solicitors who are backing the exhibition, but of course the exhibition's creator too. Gavin Wallace, what is Place Where We Dwell?
Well, Place Where We Dwell is a project about local people that are doing cool stuff, you know, doing things in the community, whether it's there are artists or writers or charity workers, you know, people that are doing something positive in the community.
How do you find them, and what's their reaction when you say to them, I want to put a big camera in front of you and take your picture?
A lot of it's word of mouth. So I hear from people, they go, oh, do you want to speak to such and such? They might be interested in taking their photograph. I speak to people online, I email them, and then we arrange to meet. Most of the time they agree to do it because I show them what they're going to expect, and then we do the shoot.
We're upstairs at V&B, just across the road from the Guildhall. The exhibition here, how long is it going to be up for?
At least 2 months.
Does it matter that you are in a place like this rather than, say, almost next door at the Northampton Museum and Art Gallery?
No, I think in a way, because it's a Northampton community-based project, having it in a more relaxed environment is more fitting to the project. You know, it's accessible to a lot more people.
You've got some fascinating subjects in here. You've got a super fan from Doctor Who. You've got the oldest identical twins in Northamptonshire. You've got the guy that set up Radland Skate Park. And you've got the Vice Lord Lieutenant of the county here as well. This is actually chapter 2 of 3. So presumably chapter 1 went quite well for you.
Chapter 1 went incredibly well. It was my first solo exhibition. It got received very well. It's been shown in 3 or 4 different galleries over the last 2 years. It's been shown at the museum, at 78 Durngate, which is another great gallery space in Northampton. And it's been shown at V&B's as well. That's how I got to speaking to the guys at V&B's.
Chapter 1 was a couple of years ago. This is chapter 2. Clearly, there's going to be a chapter 3. Are we targeting a certain time, or will it be a question of you'll see it when you see it?
No, there will be a rough time scale. I think it's not going to be next year, but it's more than likely going to be the end of 2025.
I love the detail that you managed to get into your work, because you see the story of the picture and then you look a little bit more closely and all kinds of question marks come up from the subjects that you have. Is that a deliberate part of your style?
No, I just think it's the mark of a photographer that captures the essence of the person. The pictures speak for themselves.
Backing this up, there is a book that's going to be available. So before very much longer, people can have a small Gavin Wallace library sitting on their coffee tables.
They certainly can, yeah. It's actually available from today. It's available on my website, or it's available from V&B's itself. I'm actually doing a stall at V&B's on the 17th of December, which is like a craft sale. And I've got a stall there, and I'll be selling the books there as well.
All the very best for Place Where We Dwell 2. Can't wait for Place Where We Dwell 3. All the best.
Thank you very much.
So that's Gavin Wallace, but standing alongside Gavin is someone who heads up one of the county's biggest law firms, which is backing Gavin's work here at V&B. Kevin Rogers, you have an artistic bent to yourself. You're a musician. You're known as the singing solicitor. Why is a law firm backing Gavin's work here?
For me, John, the key is why not? All of the arts, they're fundamental to our own humanity. But actually, it's much deeper than that. Without the arts, we have no creativity, we have no progress. And, you know, on a level like this, local, someone like Gavin, who does his craft internationally, but also just here in Northampton, for us to shine a bit of a spotlight on this, it's about him, it's not about us, but it is about that. You know, arts is so important. We saw that during COVID. Everybody was watching YouTube, getting the crayons out, getting their pens out, getting the cameras out. And to see it here from a true expert, it really lightens you up.
Gavin is celebrating people who are doing good in Northamptonshire. How far is business able to support, and in its own right, in these days of corporate social responsibility, do good by supporting artists who are making a statement about today's society?
I think you've just got to be interested, because there's just too much bad news. You know, there's too many sound bites. So let's have some good news. And whether you can sponsor something or not, you can certainly support it. You can like, comment, share, you can turn up. V&B's is free to come to, so why not? Pop in for 10 minutes.
This is the preview before the public are allowed to see these works of art. Do you have a favourite, having been in here this evening and seen them for the first time?
I do, because I've met them. The twins are here. You've got to come and see it.
Kev, good to talk to you. Thanks a lot.
Thanks a lot.
And thereby hangs the story. And if you want to see this work, come along to V&B's during the course of the next couple of months. It's open 6 days a week. Come and see the twins. Come and see Morsia. Come and see the creativity and the snapshot in time that Gavin Wallace has managed to take of people doing something good for our community together.